Proclamation number 7652 of 22nd of July, 1960. Offering the word is special grace. The presentation of my word will only ever mean an unusual reception of grace for you if you accept it in your heart and live it out, i.e., if you are not only listeners but doers of my word. When I speak to you and you let my words go to your heart, when they don't just ring in your ears but leave a deep impression on you, then you will also make an effort to live according to these words of mine, and then you will enter into my will. And you will be saved for eternity. My word is the most effective means of grace. You need only let yourselves be addressed by me and you will not remain unaffected by it if only your will is good. And your will is good if it desires me. 22nd of the 7th, 1960. Your will is good if you are of a righteous mind. Then you can only ever experience blessings from my word. For then you will also receive the strength which strengthens your will at the same time as the word. And if it is now turned towards me, I can take hold of you and draw you to me. As long as you walk across earth as a human being, streams of grace flow to you because I know that you are too weak and need my support. Because I know that without my gifts of grace you would never be able to cover the path to ascent. And my love for you expresses itself in the best rule of grace. I use the most diverse means to help you, and all these means are graces. They are gifts of my love which you have not earned but which my love does not withhold from you. All these means are effective if you pay attention to them, for they can cause you to change your will, they can show you the path to me. But no means is as effective as my word. When I address you directly, then you receive the strength from me directly, and this draws you to me again. My strength strengthens your will and at the same time makes you able to fulfill my will revealed to you. Thus you not only remain hearers of my word but you live out my word. Provided that you listen to me without any inner resistance when I speak to you. My word is only ineffective in the face of resistance, but where the resistance is broken. And you consciously turn your will towards me. The strength with which I have blessed my word is effective. And then you will have to progress in your development. Then you will have to ascend because I constantly draw you through my word. For my word is the nourishment of your soul. I speak to your soul with my word and it will soon recognize the Father's voice and submit itself to his will. And the Father will always address his child as necessary, for the Father knows his child, he knows its faults and shortcomings, he knows its will. And he now tries everything to win back his child for eternity. And my word always achieves this. For my word is radiance of love from me which touches every person who opens himself, who thus listens when I speak to him, who does not let my word fall on his ear. You cannot be offered a substitute for my word, for no other gift of grace equals my word. Because this gift of grace requires a bond with me which consists of turning the will towards me. Only then will you humans be able to hear the Father's voice, otherwise my word will only remain empty letters which you do not understand, which do not touch your heart. Only by turning to me will you establish this bond which will result in the influx of strength from me when you expect my address. Which will then certainly be granted to you. And you humans can be certain that I speak to everyone who opens his ear to my address, who wants me to speak to him and who therefore will also feel the strength of my word when it sounds to him. Then he will exploit a means of grace of unheard of significance, for as soon as I can address him, directly or through my messengers, he is in direct contact with me, and then he can no longer fall, then he must irrevocably take the path to ascent, and then he will also irrevocably reach the aim, to the final union with me. Amen.